Well, the situation in Kismayo at the moment is that displacement has really drastically reduced since the peak we saw last week on the 27th. In the first couple of days of October, we've seen less than 100 people leave Kismayo, and that compares with about 14,000 people who left Kismayo throughout the whole of September. And as I said, that peaked on Thursday the 27th, which was the day before the military offensive began in the morning. And we understand that this may be linked to a distribution of leaflets or flyers around the town announcing possible military activity, which we believe was a trigger for people to leave their homes and seek safety in the surrounding villages. So that was the main peak on the Thursday. We saw small displacement Friday, Saturday, Sunday over the weekend. The main reason for that was, we hear from our partners on the ground, was that services were still all available in Kismayo. There was still phone connectivity, there was still electricity, etc. And we believe that people decided to stay in their houses and kind of avoid or stay out of trouble. So we didn't see any mass displacement. Another reason we heard from our partners on the ground was that the two main routes out of the city, there were build-ups of military personnel reported there. So people, again, opted to steer clear of what they thought may be getting themselves into trouble or walking themselves into some sort of activity. And again, they stayed within the town. So overall, a lot of movement last month and ahead of the activity which commenced on Friday. But in the last few days, it's been quite calm. And in fact, we actually have some reports of some very small numbers of people actually returning back to Kismayo, having been displaced. But as yet, they're unconfirmed.
Those that left earlier back in September, the 14,000 that you mentioned, leaving in anticipation of any military activities or clashes in Kismayo, are they planning to return back as well?
When we say displacements, we mean just that, so that somebody displaced at the start of September may go back, and then if they're displaced again, they're captured within our data. So a lot of those people would have gone to neighbouring villages, the villages of Jilib and Jimame, which are two small villages very close to Kismayo. And what we found in the past is that people, they get displaced, they kind of sit it out, they see how the situation on the ground is, and if they feel it's safe or if things have quietened down or whatever, they'll go back. So a lot of those people would have gone, have come back. But among that number, there is about a couple of thousand, about 2,000 plus, who we understand from our monitors on the ground have gone further afield and have ended up, you know, in places like Mogadishu. And again, within those, there's a mix of people, those who are fleeing and may return to Kismayo, but also there are people among them who perhaps were from Mogadishu originally, were displaced to Kismayo over the last 5 or 6 years or more, and now are using this opportunity to go back to Mogadishu from where they came in the first place.
What are the camps at Mogadishu and Dadaab? What are they like at this time?
You ask about the Dadaab, and it's interesting, again, we've seen that some of our monitoring on the ground shows that people were also heading to the Dadaab from Kismayo, not in huge numbers, about maybe 500 people we tracked along the way who were going to the Dadaab. So again, the situation in the Dadaab is the population is now almost at 475,000 people at the moment. You know, people are still getting services provided in the Dadaab, but the security situation at the moment is impacting to us to a certain degree on the ability of the agencies to deliver assistance there. In terms of Mogadishu, there are, again, a number of settlements and IDP camps of varying degrees of standards. Some are very informal settlements where the agencies, the UNHCR and other agencies, are working to provide basic services like water, also food distribution, etc., so that people can basics they need to survive. So there's a vast majority of differing types, some large camps, some also some small settlements.